Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has issued a statement regarding the attempted coup on the nation's capital Wednesday afternoon, as election protesters stormed the Capitol and occupied the building, moving onto the Senate floor. His statement is as follows. I have always protected and supported the right for peaceful demonstration, but we cannot stand for violence. What is happening at the U.S. Capitol right now is unacceptable and needs to stop immediately. This is not what America is about, praying for the safety of all. The Lawton Police Department is partnering with Councilwoman Enrica Johnson and the Lawton Mental Health Coalition to develop a crisis response team. The partnership will allow mental health professionals and police officers to work together to improve police response to calls involving special circumstances.
We met with Chief Smith, who is 100% on board. We talked about some general things and that we wanted to start with, which include getting fillers out in the community to see who's interested, those in the mental health field, those that are with different organizations and agencies that deal with mental health, to see if they're interested in being not necessarily on the team at this point, but helping to bring resources to the table.
Does this possibly involve having people in the mental health profession accompany police officers to calls that involve issues like this?
It potentially can. And once we get the mental health professionals at the table and we look at the resources that we do have, we are, of course, going to cater or, you know, kind of tweak the programs to what's feasible here in Lawton. Our intention is not to reallocate or defund the police department. You know, the budget is already tight, and that's not something that we want to start taking away from by no means. My intention, as long as I'm in the seat, is the only way that any money will be reallocated in that department.
The $900 billion COVID-19 relief bill includes the Save Our Stages Act, which allocates $15 billion for live venues, independent movie theaters, and cultural institutions across the nation. As Caitlin Howard reports for the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, this provides a lifeline for performance venues in Oklahoma, which were among the first businesses to close due to the pandemic and will be among the last to fully open.
According to a statement from the National Independent Venue Association, the legislation will provide a grant equal to 45% of gross revenue from 2019, with a cap of $10 million per entity to cover expenses like payroll and benefits, rent and mortgage, utilities, and insurance. This comes as a relief to Chad Whitehead, talent buyer and operating partner at Tower Theater in Oklahoma City, since the venue was closed for much of the pandemic.
This is not just a package of legislation. This is businesses that get to stay in business. These are workers that get to keep jobs, dreams that get to continue to be dreamt and achieved for our city and for venues all across the country.
Whitehead says he is nervously waiting to hear when and where to apply for the funds. I'm Caitlin Howard.
2020 started normal enough for the reporters of State Impact Oklahoma, and then the world changed.
The game tonight has been postponed. You're all safe.
A look back at reporting during a year of tragedy and change. Thursday at 4:45 and 5:45 p.m. and Friday at 6:45, 7:45, and 8:45 a.m. here on the Texoma Report. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
Understanding your finances is a key to a strong financial future. Good financial decisions don't have to be big or overwhelming. Don't get left behind. Visit feedthepig.org for tools and tips to get started on the path to financial security. This message from the American Institute of CPAs, KCCU, and the Ad Council.